Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle-changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Right. Hello, everyone, again. This is Kevin Redman from MuscleBuildingOver40.com. Episode 11, and today's episode is about chronic pain. It's something which I'm not an expert at, but luckily I've got somebody who will who is an expert and will, you know, give you some advice. Just to start, just to say before we start, that all the notes will be on the show notes at the end of the show, and he'll be giving out his website, and that will be on the show notes. So if you don't catch his website when he gives it to you, don't worry, it'll be the end of the show. I say hello to Daniel, or Doctor, sorry, Dr. Too Good. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So where are you today?
I'm in sunny Southern California, where it's about 75 degrees, and I've been here for a long time, so I really enjoy the weather.
And have you been a doctor for long?
30 years.
30 years.
God. I started practicing back in 1982 as a chiropractor. So people who have various forms of pain. And in the process, I learned a few things that I wasn't taught in school, so I'm making an attempt to get on as many shows such as yours to share the information with your listeners, and that's why I'm here today.
That sounds really good. Sounds really good. So you must have a lot of experience then in treating people for chronic pain.
Right. Yeah, I've done it for a long time, and what I learned in the very beginning is that pain, you know, when I sought out to treat people with pain, my techniques in chiropractic care worked really well for most people, and then there's this group of people that no matter what I did, try as I might, I couldn't get them better. And so they're diagnosed with chronic conditions like fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic back pain, migraines. In other words, a lot of hopelessness. And the accidental discovery I made was that treating them both the same doesn't work. I found out that chronic pain is more chemical than it is physical. And that means it's just ongoing inflammation that's caused by specific pro-inflammatory substances that enter the body mainly through what we eat, and that's our diet, our foods, our supplements, our medications, and beverages. And that's where chronic pain comes from. It's a very simple concept, but it's largely unknown. And so that's why I'm sharing it. You know, a lot of your listeners would wonder, you know, if they have an owie, a lower back pain or whatever, yeah, why it doesn't heal in a reasonable period of time. And you know, most people will take what's called anti-inflammatory drugs.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And that lowers the inflammation. But when the inflammation keeps coming back, the problem is that there are specific pro-inflammatory substances in the diet and in medications that are feeding the inflammation and preventing healing. So it's a matter of finding out what those specific substances are and eliminating them, and then your pain will heal like a normal condition of pain. That's what the whole concept is about.
That's interesting. Is it all age groups that would concern, or is there a special thing for the other 40-year-old, would you say?
Well, no. As we're younger, we're more resilient. So, you know, when you're young, you can smoke and drink and stay out all night, and you don't pay that much of a price for it. But as you get older and then over 40, you know, all of a sudden you're not recovering from the injuries you used to recover from so readily when you were young. And so, you know, the conventional medical approach is, well, take medication and don't exercise and rest, you know, so that you don't aggravate your condition. And a lot of people over 40 know that if they have a bad ankle or a bad knee or a bad back, it certainly is aggravated by their exercise. And when the only solution is to stop exercising, I don't think that's good. You know, basically the solution is to stop the inflammation. And you do that by eliminating specific substances in foods, food additives, and those kinds of things. And that's what I've been doing for 30 years. The information is chronicled in my book. My newest book is my fourth. It's called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. And the title is pretty self-explanatory. Chronic pain can heal just like regular pain within 90 days as long as the pro-inflammatory substances are eliminated. And that means making diet changes. And so people over 40 who want to exercise, rather than stop because they have aches and pains, all they need to do is make specific changes to their diet by eliminating specific things, then they'll be able to exercise, and I think it's important to move and exercise. So that's the key.
Yeah, that's interesting. Before we continue, where would we find your information? Where would we get your book from, and what's the name of your website?
My website is www.chronicpaingone90days.com. That's the title of the book. You can get the book at Amazon.com. You can get it at Barnes & Noble online. You can get it at my webpage. You can also email me at drtoogood@aol.com, and that's T-W-O-G-O-O-D. So get a hold of the book. It's very easy to read. The concept is explained very simply, and it's a 10-step program. These are the 10 things to do to eliminate chronic pain. And they're very simple and straightforward. There'll be no question in your mind about what you have to do. Now, it'll take some discipline to do these things, but the answers are in my book.
That sounds really interesting. And if people came to your website, would they be able to ask you questions? Or I'm sure they will.
I don't know if it's set up for that. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I'm a computer nerd, so I have help in that area, and I don't know if it's set up like that. But like I said, you can always email me at that drtoogood@aol.com, and I answer all emails, and I answer all questions. So that's how they get a hold of me.
Well, that's fair enough. So let's go back to the fitness aspect of it, because this is what I'm interested in. If you suffer from chronic pain, would you still say to continue doing your fitness regime?
Well, it depends, on what your fitness routine is. A lot of people think they have a healthy routine, and sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. As a basic rule, if you do an activity and it causes pain, you shouldn't do that activity. But at the same time, I believe all people, especially over 40, should remain active as they possibly can. And so you want to, do your activities without pain. The way to do that is to lower the level of inflammation, and that's by eliminating specific substances in the diet that are, unfortunately, some of those substances are ones that people like a whole lot. Like, for example, the most powerful cause of pain is chocolate. Chocolate is the killer, and it raises the level of inflammation very rapidly and will cause severe pain in wherever you have a weakness. And then when you exercise on top of that inflammation, the pain is even worse. The most common cause of chronic pain, though, is a protein that's in milk and dairy foods, and it's called casein. So most cases of chronic pain will be eliminated if the patient successfully eliminates all sources of dairy food, all sources of casein, which is the protein in milk and dairy foods, and chocolate. So unfortunately, it's giving up things that people like. However, if you're over 40 and you want to be in shape and you want to feel good, this is extremely necessary in what you have to do. You know, if you have the diligence to exercise, then you probably have the diligence to make these dietary changes, and that's going to make a big difference in your exercise program and your ability to exercise without pain and discomfort. Which, if you have pain and discomfort and you're forcing yourself to exercise, that doesn't sound like happiness to me, and I'd like to see people be happy. So it's a matter of lowering inflammation by giving up these substances.
That's interesting, because this really goes against the old adage of no pain, no gain, which I was brought up with,
Right. Well, actually, that is true also, because if you want to build muscle tissue and build endurance, you have to tear down muscle tissue.
That's right.
And that causes pain. And so you build stronger and stronger and stronger. So there's still that aspect. But I'm sure your listeners who exercise and who are over 40 know the difference between, the soreness of working out and feeling good about it and these chronic nagging pains like in a knee or in a lower back or headaches, things like that, that prevent it from being enjoyable. You know, a lot of people want the pain from the building process, but the pain of inflammation is totally different.
That sounds really good. So if people come to your website, I take it you're not doing one-to-ones or nothing like that at the moment?
No, like I said, just answering emails, and we will be set up for that later. What I try to encourage people to do now is just get a hold of the book. And once you read the book, like I said, it's very simple and straightforward. I've written 4 books. The other 3 were really long, thick books, 250, 350 pages. But, if you read a how-to book and you want some answers quickly, you want to open the book and get right to the point. And that's what this book does. Within 10 minutes of reading the first theory, why this works, and what you can expect. So get a hold of the book, Chronic Pain Gone, 90 days, and it'll answer most of your questions.
Right. Is it on Kindle?
Yes.
Okay, so people can find it on Kindle.
Get the book. It's in an electronic form, and it's in paperback. And it's very affordable. And if you don't have pain yourself, I'm sure you know somebody who does.
That's right.
Benefit from the information.
That's true. That is absolutely true, yeah. No, it's been interesting because this is one of the things which, you know, I've asked a lot, people ask me a lot of questions. As I'm not a medical doctor, it's really difficult to answer. So hopefully, you know, people listen to this podcast, they go over to the website and they really get the information, because I'm sure, I know that I will be doing. Let me just ask you a couple more questions just to, before we finish. If someone wants to find out how to break down, you know, if somebody wants to find out how to lower their pain, right, what would you suggest that they would do?
The very first and simplest thing is you have to make dietary changes. The doctors will try to convince you to take medications, but that opens up a whole can of worms that will cause other problems. So if anybody has any pain, the number one step is eliminate all dairy foods and all chocolate. That's the very first step. And I'll quickly go down the next substances that typically cause these problems. By far, milk and dairy foods and chocolate cause most cases of chronic pain. And the complete elimination of those substances, complete, that means 100%, will let you know within 90 days if you're going to recover, and in most cases you will. After that, there's a chemical additive in foods called monosodium glutamate, MSG, infamous for its use in Chinese food and Oriental food. It's in processed food, and it also is highly pro-inflammatory. Then after that is aspartame, which is NutraSweet, which I hear in some countries in Europe it's been banned. And then after that, a lot of press has been given to gluten. Gluten is the main protein in wheat and flour, and a lot of people have a problem with that. But the main, and then the next one I have to mention is that there are some medications that cause problems, and the most common one that I see over and over again is any pill that the doctor prescribes for cholesterol, like statin drugs, Zetia, Gemfibrozil, Zocor, Lipitor, Mevacor. They're powerful pills that very commonly cause back pain and leg weakness, and in my opinion, they're extremely overused. So those are the main substances, and if you go down the list, and if you, the blanket approach is take all of them out. But if you're not that disciplined and you want to give it the best shot, then try no dairy foods and no chocolate.
That's really good. And just the last question to ask you is, would you say that losing weight helps?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're carrying excess weight, most likely you have an unhealthy diet. And if you have an unhealthy diet, that obviously needs to change, not only for the inflammation like I'm talking about, but also to get the weight off your knees and your ankles and your back. So, of course, most people who want to exercise over the age of 40, that is their goal, is to eventually reach an ideal weight. So getting the weight off, it has to be a combination of the exercise and the diet. You can't do it without both steps being involved.
That's really good. And, I'd like to, but before I'd like to thank you, I'd just like to just go through once again, remembering that it will be on the show notes at the end of the show. So if you want to get the website, it'll be on a linkable link on the show notes. So just tell me your website again and tell me the book again.
Chronic Pain Gone, 90 Days. There's no, the word in is not there. It's more cryptic. Chronic Pain Gone, 90 Days. And the webpage is the title, www.chronicpaingone90days.com. It's great information. It's very simple. If you go to the webpage, you'll get a gist of what we're talking about. Get a hold of the book. If you can follow the instructions, you'll see a huge change in your aches and pain.
Dr. Feelgood, I'd like to thank you for some really good information. There's a lot of stuff which I didn't even know myself. And hopefully you'll have great success with your book, and hopefully a lot of people will head over to the website.
I appreciate being on your program.
No, it's really good. Thank you for your help, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.